Hey, this is Brad of Brad Abbott Plus the Band, and you're listening to the Pennsylvania Rock Show.
It's taking away.
Media has an agenda that they're gonna serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those
running
are
in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
It's the Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star. There's a comedian talking about him and Michael J. Fox. You know, the world, something's wrong with the world when Michael J. Fox is all screwed up and Ozzy's fine.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go. Are you ready? Hey, it's Bill. You're tuned in to the Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer. This is episode number 474. We're on PARockShow.com, MegaRockRadio.net, RootaRooRadio.com, BuildTheScene.com/radio, MegaRockRadio.net. I may have said that 107.1 FM, St. Louis, Missouri, XRPRadio.co.uk, and for our Canadian friends, AltRockRadio.ca. It's a long list. with me tonight are two members of the band Dear Anna. What's up, gentlemen?
How are you?
How you doing?
So, before we get too far into this, why don't you introduce yourselves and tell us what you do in the band?
I'm Lorenzo. I'm the lead singer and guitar player.
I'm Troy, and I play the drums.
And just because I don't think this has ever happened before, could you tell me where you are right now?
We are in the beer storage / liquor storage keg room of a bar.
Pizzeria.
In Easton, Pennsylvania. Don't figure there's always an Italian guy hidden in a bar somewhere that has pizza.
I have a cousin who owns a pizza shop that is also a brewery and has like 300 different kinds of beer in the coolers too. So I get it.
Perfect. Yeah, that's where we are right now.
But that Easton, Pennsylvania thing brings up an interesting question. So when I was looking at your Facebook page, I saw Bethlehem, I saw Easton, I think I saw another city listed too. And I was like, where are they actually from?
The Lehigh Valley, you know, but I mean, we queued it down to one area. I thought we changed it from Bethlehem to Easton, but because we were born in Easton in a really seedy warehouse years ago.
I'm not even going to ask.
Oh my goodness.
Here is what I am going to ask, though. And this is an important question. Who is Anna?
Oh, man.
Well, if we had a dollar for every time.
All right. So Troy.
I promise this will be the only cliche question I ask you.
Well, Troy is the only other. He's the co-founder of the band with me. And, you know, I came to him with some songs, and then he said, you know, let's get together. And it worked out really, you know, well and fast. And I was like, well, I guess we got to name it. He was like, dude, I've had this idea for a name for years, Dear Anna, like on a letter, like written down. And I was like, no, that's my mom's name. I was like, that's my mother's name. And she has the worst luck of all time. And he was like, dude, I love your mom. It's happening. So there really was no Anna.
Okay.
But there is an Anna.
It was meant to happen.
Let's talk about the scene in the Lehigh Valley. Tell me one thing that you like about the scene there and one thing that you hate.
That's a really good question.
That is a really good one. The one thing I like about the scene, like where we are, is there really isn't a scene anymore. It's every man for himself.
Yeah.
But the thing that I hate most is the fact that it's just a pissing contest. Nobody wants to do anything with anyone else. Like, you try your best. We ask people all the time, let's do some shows together. And people are just like, nah, we're good.
We got our gig.
Cause there's like a massive cover band scene in our area. And that causes nothing but problems.
Well, there just isn't enough. There isn't as many clubs anymore either that cater to original music or will showcase original music.
Yeah.
They're around, but they're very far and few between.
We've been through that here.
Yeah.
I would say we're on an upswing, though.
That's good.
Well, we want to come to Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
You should mention it to Micah because they're coming out, I believe, in October and playing a Twist of Fate show, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, well, he's someone that we talk about doing stuff with all the time, but he's traveling the world lately.
I know. See lots of pictures of him and his wife in other countries. If you could go back in time and follow any one band around for a full year to learn from them, who would you follow and why?
Ooh. A band?
Yeah. Ah. Who would you follow?
Oh, dude, I gotta follow Buddy Rich. I mean, come on. It would be amazing. Buddy Rich is going off. You're gonna learn all kinds of stuff. The business, drumming.
And I would have spent a year and I would have followed the Ramones for a year.
The Ramones?
For a year. Like in 77.
Oh, it was killing. Like, yeah.
Day one.
Yeah. They had a plan.
Yeah.
They knew what was up.
Yeah. Now, that's what I want to see. The guys who created the idea of a weird image and doing weird stuff on stage and those meetings they had, like, before, like, you know, being a fly on the wall to listen to them, like, no, you're going to stand like this. You're going to wear this. You're going to do that.
Yeah. I mean, and they definitely, everyone knows who they are. So they did something right.
Yeah.
Even my 8-year-old daughters sing along when they come on the radio.
You know, what's amazing about the Ramones is that there isn't any curse words.
Not a one.
I love that about them. They didn't have to use the F-bomb or, like, you know.
Yeah. No S.
Yeah. No, it's great. I love it.
Here's another of those. And I told you I wasn't asking any cliche questions, so.
Okay.
If an apocalyptic event happens and a small group of humans are left to repopulate the Earth, and only one Dear Anna song makes it through this event, which song do you hope it is, and why?
Something we haven't released yet.
Okay.
So that no one can be tired of it during the apocalypse. And there's no accident in, oh, we heard that already, and now we're stuck with this song. So I would say something completely fresh that no one knows about.
That's a guy like that. I didn't. That's
my maneuver.
You just came from that's a zinger spot. I would say Owner because of the message and, like, you know.
Yeah,
maybe like in the apocalypse, you could there might be some bad people out there.
Yeah, Owner would probably speak to the right or wrong people.
since we're at that point. Why don't you tell me about the song Owner, since we're going to listen to it here shortly.
Owner is a... That song meant a lot to me when I put it together. And unlike everything else that we've been releasing, because we've been doing a single like every like 2 months. We've been putting on a single every 2 months. And unlike the rest of them, that song I worked on for like 4 years. Like before really bringing it to the band. It speaks on there's a lot of levels. There's this weird control aspect of it. And then there's like this, like a physical aspect of like physical abuse. And then there's a whole, you know, mental power over someone. And it's a push and pull. And it's the manipulation that anyone can have over anyone else if you don't wake up and see it's happening. And it's that pushback moment where you realize that, well, you know it's bad for you, but you love it so much you're going to stay. And you're begging for it to be bad. And no, it's never going to get any better.
Okay, that's it.
If that makes any sense. And then we recorded it. We thought it was going to be a B-side, and it turned out to just spit hot fire, apparently. And people are seeming to really love it. And it makes me super happy because I didn't think it was going to come out that way.
Before I forget, at the top of the show, the first song I played was by the band Skell, and it's their song Everything's Fine. And after that, you heard from Ohio-based X Factor One and their song Peace, Love, and Alcohol. Up next, we're going to hear from Dear Anna, song owner that they just told you about, and After the Fall and their song Call to Arms. And we'll be right back on the Pennsylvania Rock Show.
Down these same old streets again, as you reach out for my love, why don't you want me? As I stand on my shattered bones again, and you reach out for my hands, why don't you want me? Chains will break. Crack me in my mouth.
Hey, it's Bill. That was Dear Anna and their song Owner and After the Fall, Call to Arms. I do want to talk about After the Fall, but before I do that, you have to hear what they were saying off the air. So what did you say the scene was again?
Well, to go back to the scene question from before, I mean, our scene seems to be pizza shop basements. We found ourselves writing in one about 8 years ago. And now we're doing an interview in a completely different one. Currently,
it's the best.
We can't escape this stuff.
Okay, so this is a complete off-the-wall question. if you were going to order a pizza tonight, what would be on it?
Extra cheese and pepperoni.
I got to put bacon on it. Because in Easton here, we have the Bacon Fest.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's a pretty big event. It's amazing.
It's huge. Yeah, you know, I love bacon, too. I'm going pepperoni, bacon, extra cheese.
Oh, that's beauty.
And then I'm not moving for 3 days.
They get the meat sweat.
Uh-huh. I've also been on a diet for 3 weeks. I haven't had a carbohydrate or any kind of sugar, and I'm real irritable. I love it. Not.
All right, so let me mention that show real quick. So today is Friday, August 2nd, clearly. And you're listening to the show, but what you really should be doing is heading out to Island, Pennsylvania for Rock for Life 20. It's the 20th year. This show benefits local children with fighting diseases. I don't want to center on one because there's been various diseases. But it's $20 to get in. It covers Friday and Saturday. There are 16 bands, and you can camp out there. It's BYOB, and you should come check it out. Skell, who we heard earlier, and X Factor One, and After the Fall, who we just heard, are all on that show. There's also the Hellfire Club from Ohio, Dimwit, Doppler Effect, Amber Alexis, Farewell Felicia, Safety Last, Big House Pete, Terry Lee Spencer, The Borstal Boys, The Shiners, Lenny Kalini, 4-Pack, Post Traumatic, and Black Ridge. So all of that, $20, 2 days, camping, food trucks, and BYOB, Island Community Park, Island, Pennsylvania. I will see you there. There, I got that out of the way. And now you guys want to come, right?
We're on the way.
I'd just like to say big props to the people running that for having it 20 years and to be doing it for 20 years. That's what's up.
Yeah, it's
easy to run a big show like that for 20 years.
So I used to do it for 20 minutes. I'd lose my cool and fire.
No, to have to be doing like a benefit like that for 20 years, it's amazing. It's great.
It has actually turned into a series of concerts. They have 3 outdoor ones and usually 3 to 4 indoor ones every year. But the August show is the one that started it all. So they do Gigaroo, which is in July, first weekend of July every year, and then Rock for Life is the first weekend in August, and then the first weekend in October is Rocktoberfest, and then there's Christmas shows, the Irish Metal Fest in March, and a couple other ones.
Irish Metal Fest, that's amazing.
That's awesome. It's St. Paddy's Day Blowout.
So,
or Massacre. It's a metal show. It's going to be called St. Paddy's Massacre. It's a metal show.
And for those of you that are listening in Easton and are interested, the website is rockforlifeconcert.com. And anyway, let's get back to Dear Anna. So I've asked some off-the-wall questions so far, including what's on your pizza.
I love the questions so far.
Let's see. Oh. This is another social studies one. By the way, I teach science and social studies, and I like science more, but all my questions come from social studies class.
Okay.
So, towards the end of last school year, I was flipping through my fifth grade social studies book, and there was a picture of a guy in it that looked exactly like my college roommate. So that's where this comes from. So if I was flipping through my social studies book, and I found the members of Dear Anna on one of the pages, what would that page be about?
Oh, that's a long page, man.
How many pages does Spicoli have? Does he have a good write-up? Because his dad has, like, an incredible set of tools. It would be the... I don't know. It would...
That's a really good one.
It would be a weird one where we were hanging out with the high school marching band, but we weren't in the marching band, but those are the people we were friends with. That's exactly where we'd be. Lango's brother.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had Dan. Like, I had
all
them.
This is a picture, right?
Like, yeah, like where like, we would yeah. be.
Oh, no, how about this? Like, we were playing in the assembly, and we used the marching band as, like, the backing, like, for the horns and all that.
Yeah, we'd be somewhere found between. Yeah. We'd
so
be
now
somewhere.
You're a ska band.
Oh, God. No.
Good.
No. No. That didn't happen.
We're somewhere in between the marching band and probably.
The drama club.
I was just going to say that, man. the drama club. Exactly. Maybe a debate team?
We're in with the nerds, is what we're saying.
Somewhat.
But we look cool.
We're in with the nerds, but I look like a slacker. So
yeah.
I'm the guy that people say, hey, man, can I get a cigarette? I don't smoke cigarettes, and they're baffled.
Yeah.
Like, I don't smoke cigarettes. You look like a guy who smokes cigarettes. Yeah, I know. I look like that guy.
So there was this band that was on from Denton, Texas. They're called Diesel Beast. And they are clearly a metal band. And I asked them this question, and their answer was Dio and Stonehenge.
So, man.
So here's the question. If you could play with any band from any time in history, who would the band be, and where would you play with them?
Oh, dude.
Now you're going, how are we going to top Dio and Stonehenge?
Come on. Dude.
Oh, wait a minute.
The crew on the strip. Oh, I want to see that.
That's pretty
I want to see that
Motley
mess.
Crue on the strip?
I want to see that mess.
Oh.
Or, no, you know what? Not even Motley Crue. I'd rather see... I'd rather play in Cheech and Chong strip club with Hendrix.
Did he do that?
Yeah.
He played in Cheech and Chong strip
club?
Well,
no, like, Hendrix played that club, but Chong bought that club and turned it into a comedy club, but it's still a strip club at the same time they do comedy at it. It's crazy.
That's great. Oh, wait a minute.
But I don't know.
I'm not.
I still haven't given a definitive answer.
I want to play with Floyd at Pompeii. Dude, they had the tractor come in, move the dirt over, all the stuff. We're setting up right here.
And Pompeii. The WEM cabinets were everywhere.
Yeah, it was WEM City.
You know what?
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah. You know what? I think it'd be great. Or Floyd at Pompeii?
Yeah. Or like with Hendrix and like some weird dive bar in Europe. That would be freaking amazing.
Yeah, we can't give a definitive answer on this.
That's a tough one. Or with
I opened up with the Who is Anna, and you guys thought this was going to be easy.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about with Queen at like one of those huge like 100 million people shows, like Live Aid or something?
Yeah.
Queen actually just played here in Pittsburgh with Adam Lambert.
Oh, he's on vocals, right?
Yeah, he's killing it.
Oh, dude, he's the best guy to have on vocals for that. He's been with them for a while now, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He replaced a dude from Nazareth or Bad Company, or they had both them guys.
They had an old head, and now they got that young buck.
Yeah.
He can put it out.
Man, I feel like my pay-to-play question is probably out because you said you basically don't have a scene.
We've done that. We get it. We've been part of it.
I got a serious, serious gripe with pay-to-play, and I'll just air my grievances. If you can put 20 people in a venue, you shouldn't be playing music. I'm just saying, if you need to sell 20 tickets and you can't put 20 people to come and hear you, you need to find a different passion or profession, because it's work, man. You got to view it as art. It's art, but it's also a job, you know, if you want to take it seriously and really do it. It is work.
Who did you guys play with? Did you play with a former touring band when you did the pay to play?
We've never technically had to pay to play anywhere.
No, we've all done that.
I mean,
though.
But like when I was younger, in high school, I had to like sell tickets or we wouldn't play. But I never had to like, oh my God, we got to buy these tickets or we're not going to play. I don't know.
Well, here's my rebut. There's that. I get that. Like the club is trying to get people up in there, but it also should be a club and a venue where people want to go to too.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, I like this club. They got clean bathrooms. They got good service.
Yeah.
You know, there's that aspect too. There's some clubs that don't have that, and they're like, well, why can't? Well, your place is a dump. You ain't even trying, man. I took 100 years for people to get a drink. People are complaining to me. I don't run the place. The bathroom is janky.
Yeah.
You know?
It's all smoked out.
So, it's all smoked out. Roached out, all of that. You know, so there's that aspect too.
But we don't have any of those venues around here anymore. Like,
it's got pretty slim in the Lehigh Valley.
Yeah.
Original music venues, or even just people wanting to put the shows together.
Yeah.
I mean, there's people that do it, and it's here and there, but it's not like it used to be.
No.
The time we live in now is strange.
How often do you guys get to play out?
We do a cover band thing, so we gig a couple times a week, typically. On top of it, like, we do this, like, you know, it's like a job. It feeds our families and stuff.
Which is cool, though, because we play our original music.
Yeah.
We throw them in with the covers.
We're not contracted in any of the venues we play that we can't be playing original music, so we do them all, like, in the night with covers and stuff.
It's not easy being a cover band, a working hard cover band, and an original band, because you have two entities that you're always trying to work on. You know, you're working on original music, and then you're taking away from working on, oh, well, we need to learn 10 new songs for our cover gig too.
Yeah.
And have a wife and a kid and a job. Well, part-time job.
Yeah.
That those last couple things you said, that's why my show is now Skype. Bands actually used to come to the room I'm sitting in right now and play live.
Oh, wow.
And then I had a son, and then 2 years later, twin daughters. And that twin daughter thing was the end.
God bless you.
That'll put the brakes on quick. The wife is like, nah, I don't think we should have the bands come anymore. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't really know. Good golly, Miss Molly. Thomas turned it down.
There was a year break there after the girls were born. It took a year before I did another show. Because imagine having a two-year-old toddler running around and brand new twins.
Oh my God, bless you.
Now they're 11 and 9. So
they're pretty. Yeah, that's,
they're a little more self.
They're operating more on their own a little bit.
They're all into music, just not the music I'm into. I want you to tell me, if you don't mind, about an embarrassing moment that happened while you guys were on stage. But but wait, I'm going to put a twist on this because it can't be easy. You can't tell me about a moment where you embarrassed yourself. You have to tell me a moment where someone else in the band embarrassed you.
Oh, I embarrass everyone all the time. I happen to do this Buffalo Bill thing from Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah, the lotion guy.
Tuck thing where you drop your pants and everything's in the back. Well, I have done that on stage at over 21 venues in the middle of a song and gone into a monologue. And the band, especially my lovely drummer, Troy, who is directly behind me when I'm in center stage, has to see all that nonsense.
I get the show. I get the show.
I'm going to spit my water out.
So that's embarrassing when I do that sometimes to the rest of the band.
I can't believe you just did that. You just did that. I was in the moment.
Mm-hmm. But the crowd seems to typically go wild every time I do it.
The crowd does go wild. That's for sure.
Oh.
I don't even know where to go now.
And that's completely true. There's photos and videos of this stuff happening.
It's only happened a
select handful of times.
Yeah, I would say, yeah.
About three or four. I also take my shirt off. Everything just flies off within seconds. And the band is like, he's naked in boots again. How'd that happen? But that said, only over 21 venues.
And very rare occasions.
And circumstances have to be completely
right. I think
right.
It was probably mostly full moons or some
yeah.
kind of like weird thing like
yes.
that.
I think there was a Jaeger guy he was there. There was a deer and a bull or something. A wolf in sheep's clothing.
All right, I have two more questions for you. And one is like the ones I've been asking, and the last one is back to the cliche radio question. What would we hear if we played your music backwards?
Definitely not get the gun, shoot, shoot, shoot. Definitely not that.
Definitely not that. I'm going to say more Zorbuy burritos. Yeah, eat more burritos. Find more burritos. Eat more burritos. Smoke shack.
If anyone out there is working at a Chipotle or a Taco Bell or something like that, they're looking for some sponsorship.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
And thank you. My dad loves the stuff.
Okay. Here's only other easy question of the night. This last one.
Final question. I'm just announcing to the bar that I'll be out there soon. After sweating in this hot box. It is hot back here.
It is hot back here. But I'm having a great time, so I'm okay.
Right. Let's do this.
Okay. So where can the listeners of the Pennsylvania Rock Show get a copy of your music from?
Spotify, Amazon Prime, iTunes, Apple Music, Google Play. Am I missing? Diesel, Tidal, Tinder, Grindr, and Match.com. And also YouTube.
Oh, yeah, YouTube, yeah.
And YouTube.
And YouTube. That's true.
Are there fumes in that room, too?
Yep. I don't know. Hold on. Shh. Yep.
Okay, so here's the deal. You guys said you put a lot of music out, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to do this again soon, except we're going to do it on three questions and a song.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm down for that.
Okay, so we will stay in touch. I have that book clear into October right now, though, so...
It's all good. We should have like one or two more new songs out by then. So,
okay.
I mean, everything's kind of new. We haven't done the big push with anything yet. We have a big manager and stuff, and we're just waiting on some stuff to happen. And like a really big management deal, and we're just waiting on what needs to happen next. So it's a nice waiting game.
Yeah, sure has.
Okay. Well, maybe I will ask about that on the other show.
No problem.
And you'll be able to talk about it then.
Yeah, well, maybe we'll either have really good stuff or we can air our grievances.
Hey guys, I want to thank you for coming on.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you. It was amazing.
Bill, it was great. And before I go, I just want to throw a shout out to James Frank, The Creature, and Benjamin Lang, the other two members of the band.
I probably should have asked about that, huh?
Yeah, we should have just added them in somewhere.
This has been episode number 474 of the Pennsylvania Rock Show. I feel like I'm going to play some more Rock for Life bands before we go away. Maybe some Doppler Effect. Not maybe. I'm going to play Doppler Effect. They're Southern Rock. And then maybe, let's see, what else do I want to play? I want to play the Hellfire Club, but I can't remember which song I'm allowed to play because they haven't released their EP yet. And I have the whole EP, and I don't want to play the wrong one.
Hellfire Club? That's a great band name.
Oh. Do the initials. They are also an Ohio band, but their lead singer is from Katanning, which is like 20 minutes from here. I feel like I want to play some Big House Pete, too.
Okay. Yo, that sounds like a really awesome bouncer.
Big House Pete?
Yeah.
When we go off the air, I will send you a link so you can listen to one of their songs. It will not be the one that I'm airing. And let's see. Let's go with the Borstal Boys because I'll be interviewing them soon. So Doppler Effect, Big House Pete, and the Borstal Boys up next. And on the Pennsylvania Rock Show coming up next, we have Jonna from First Angel Media will be on next week. Alyssa Joseph from Philly on the 16th. Working Breed on the 23rd to talk about their upcoming release, which will be released on the 24th. And then the Borstal Boys will be here on the show on August 30th. And that one has been nicknamed the Six Show because Lily V6 from Rock Rage Radio will be co-hosting with me. So don't go too far. Make sure you tune in each and every Friday night, parockshow.com. And check out our radio schedule there. And don't forget to check out Three Questions and a Song by going to podcastyourscene.com.
This sailed wheel, he lost his mind when his love started ran away. She ran off with old Hickory Nut Johnny and I went to his mama's stay by the light of the moon. By the light of the moon. It's a dead giveaway. So he grabbed his old double barrel and he grabbed him a box of shells. And he went to grab his old dog Dick, but he was gone as well. There's one more thing to take, another man's woman. No, you got hell to pay. But don't ever think you steal his dog, cause you know you never give away. Cause he howls at the moon. Howls at the moon. It's a dead giveaway. They say the first shot pepper the moon, they say. The next two shots went straight as an arrow, and you know they never got away. By the light of the moon, by the light of the moon, it's a dead giveaway.
a blink of an eye, yeah. 10 years in the blink of an eye. 10 long, long, long boring years. 10 years in the blink of an eye. 10 long years. Feel like you wanna cry.
Hey guys, this is Greg from Post Traumatic, and you're listening to the Pennsylvania Rock Show, the best in live and local music.
Bright, bright, bright. I wish I could. too.